Van Jones and the Boycott of Glenn Beck. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Glenn Beck was mad. He's the right-wing talk radio host who has a television program on the Fox News Channel. Advertisers were fleeing his Fox program en masse after the civil rights group Color of Change mounted a campaign urging advertisers to boycott Beck, who labeled President Barack Obama a racist. As the campaign progressed, Beck began his attacks against Van Jones. Jones was appointed by Obama in March to be special advisor for green jobs. He co-founded Color of Change 4 years ago. After weeks of attacks from Beck, Jones resigned his position at the White House last Sunday. This is Glenn Beck on Fox and Friends, the network's morning show, on July 28th.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is. This guy is, I believe, a racist.
That's Glenn Beck describing President Obama as a racist. Well, this inspired colorofchange.org to launch its campaign urging advertisers to drop their sponsorship of Beck Fox program. The campaign had a powerful impact, with companies like Progressive Insurance, Geico, and Procter & Gamble immediately pulling their advertising. Since then, more than 50 companies have joined, including Best Buy, Capital One, CVS, Discover, GMAC Financial Services, HSBC, Mercedes-Benz, Travelocity, and Walmart. Van Jones was named one of Time magazine's 100 most influential people in the world for 2009. His book, The Green Collar Economy, was a national bestseller. A Yale Law School graduate, Jones didn't go after the lucrative jobs that were available to him, but moved to San Francisco, where he founded Bay Area Police Watch, a hotline for victims of alleged police brutality. He then founded the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, based in Oakland, California, a, quote, strategy and action center working for justice, opportunity, and peace in urban America. Well, the center thrived, growing to a staff of more than 20, building a solid record of fighting police violence and youth incarceration, along with spearheading green job initiatives. The fusion of racial justice and economic and environmental sustainability is at the core of Jones' work. Jones spoke on Democracy Now! Last October.
The clean energy revolution that would put literally millions of people to work, putting up solar panels all across the United States, weatherizing buildings so they don't leak so much energy and put up so much carbon, building wind farms and wave farms, manufacturing wind turbines. We argue you could put Detroit back to work, not making SUVs to destroy the world, but making wind turbines, 8,000 finely machined parts in each one, 20 tons of steel in each wind tower, making wind turbines to help save the world. So we think that you can fight pollution and poverty at the same time.
Glenn Beck alleged Jones was a former black nationalist and communist, that he signed a petition calling for a congressional investigation into the events of 9/11, and that Jones referred to Republicans as assholes in a February 2009 talk. Beck failed to note that Jones referred to himself in the talk with the same term. Jones apologized for the remark, which is more than George W. Bush did when recorded referring to New York Times reporter Adam Clymer with the same term in 2000. Jones said Beck's attacks were a vicious smear campaign using lies and distortions to distract and divide. Ben Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP, said on Democracy Now!,
Van made a tough choice. And I talked to Van each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday. He made a tough choice because he, you know, thinks that the White House really can get something done here. And he saw that Fox was intent on ensuring that he remain a distraction.
The whole attack by Glenn Beck that drove this, In your response from the NAACP to Van Jones, it says the only thing more outrageous than Mr. Beck's attack on Van Jones is the fact that there are sponsors that continue to pay him to provide this type of offensive commentary. Do you support the continued boycott of companies like Walmart of a Beck show on Fox?
Yeah, we certainly support them choosing with their dollars who they're going to support. I mean, Glenn Beck is somebody who's told a seven-year-old black girl, that he would buy her a ticket back to Africa, that she needed to go back to Africa. And then he comes out and he says that health care is the beginning of reparations. I mean, this guy plays the race card on a weekly basis. He does it very aggressive, in a very hateful way.
Glenn Beck may claim a notch in his belt, but he's also helped push Van Jones back into an arena where he can be much more effective as a grassroots organizer working for progressive change from outside the administration. And with groups like the NAACP paying more attention to Beck, the advertiser boycott of his show is unlikely to just go away. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.